Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Clearing up for you.
All right.
Yeah. My niggas look mad. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell it. No, there's no real soul. But I ain't the one telling. Don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put fighters on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I beat them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for...
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man.
Okay.
Tree.
I'm here.
Tree.
I'm here with you, bro.
Calvin,
I know.
Calvin, take me away, y'all. Calvin,
I know that's what I...
take me the hell away. Girl.
Okay.
I pride myself on the ability to catch the train, right? I don't make mistakes with that. I ride the train every single day. Tell me why I look up and I'm way out of Virginia. It's supposed to be, yeah. See, I thought that I was on the Green Line train when I was really on the blue, and when we got to the Fop Plaza, instead of me getting off, I continued to play my game and listen to my music until we going over the bridge. I look out and I see water everywhere, Tree. I was like, oh my goodness.
What the hell?
What the hell? And then, you know, old wise Kale decided to read. And I looked at the little advertisement that they have in the middle of the train, the advertisement for, you know, where you're going, the next stop is, and all of that. And, yeah, so your boy was headed to Franconia, Virginia.
Jesus
girl.
Christ.
Yeah, man. I said, you know what, devil? I ain't messing with you. You try and get me. You trying to get me there? You trying to get me there? To my baby. Much thanks to my baby. I came home and she had the computer set up. She had my big thing of water and my cherries waiting for me. And I told her, I said, baby, you see, I really ain't in the best of moods. And she said, I know, and walked away. Walked away from me, you know. Ain't no woman like
that's
the one I got.
That's somebody who understand that other
half. Yeah, buddy. You know. All right, Tales Corner. We here. Today we're going to take some time and remember 9/11. I want you to explain, you know, where you were when everything went down, and you know, anything new. How did 9/11 change your life? You know, and you know, Treece, it's funny, the train that I was on today, the wrong train. I was on that exact train during 9/11. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
I was on that exact train. And not even, I'll say a half an hour after the planes hit the Pentagon, I had rolled through there. I just missed me. I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I want to hear you guys' stories of, you know, what 9/11 means to you, because to everyone it means something different. My stepson was born on that day, 9/11. My baby was given birth to her oldest child, Elijah, and happy birthday, Elijah. It's coming up Saturday. But
yeah,
she was actually giving birth to him during the whole event. So, you know, I thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know, that's all
Absolutely.
I can say about that. Football. Da, 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 da. Da, da.
Yeah.
Da, da. Da, da. It is here. We ain't gotta wait like a fat kid looking at the cake no more.
Okay.
It is ours. He can add them tonight. The Dallas Cow Bums, and I did that for you, Ty. The Dallas Cow Bums take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I shall be front row. I'm telling you, you know, when I think about it, Tree, I hate that we had to start the show late, right? But at the same time, I'm going to have my perfect problem fixer tonight watching Tampa Bay stomp a hole in the... You got that right. You know, it's trash talking time, man. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
You know, and nobody does it better. Nobody does it better than a Washington fan towards a Cowboy fan or a Cowboy fan towards a Washington fan. Trust me when I tell you. I know that there are rivalries and other divisions, but see, Tank is an enigma. You know what I'm saying? He's
okay.
Special. You know, to Tank, I be all set and please. Sometimes I be at work like, yeah, I'm gonna say that to Tank tonight. I'm gonna use that on Tank, and Tank come on and
tell you for the
be
curtain.
Right agreeable. He'd be right, downright agreeable at everything with what I say and all that. So I can't really get on him like I want to, you know what I mean? Because it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't be life, you know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
And news flash, T, after today's show, guess what? I will be dressing my house in all Washington gear. You understand me? And it shall be up until the football season is over. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
I
ma'am.
Know that's right.
Yes, ma'am.
I know that's
yes,
right.
Ma'am. Okay. So that's what we're talking about today, y'all. You know, I got all, you know, once again, Tang done threw me off the mark. Hey. I love my man nonetheless. You understand me? So those are the topics we'll be talking about. We're going to do our picks today in the second half of the segment. Lady T will come with her 2021 first kickoff picks for this year. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. A2, we'll be right directly back.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, that don't kind of woo.
You know,
I was 9/11. I was working with local union 26, and we were installing the backbone electrical work for DeVry University. DeVry was coming here to Virginia, Arlington, Virginia, and I was one of the electricians on that crew to install that electricity, or that wiring, I'll say. And I don't know what it was, Creek, but I just had a funny feeling, you know, and mm-hmm. I wasn't feeling good. I was not feeling good at all. So I came to my supervisor and I told him, I said, man, you know, I'm going to have to take a day. And he was like, well, what's going on? I said, man, my stomach ain't acting right. My bowels are acting up. I was like, I need to be home. Seriously.
Right.
So he was like, okay, no problem. No problem. You know, we'll manage without you. You know, you go ahead. So I jumped on the train and I come home. And as I, you know, told you in the prefix, I'm riding home, and as soon as the train got past the Pentagon, I heard a boom and felt a rumble. But I'm like, you know, it's just the train being the train, you know, one of these incidents on the train. It's nothing serious. And I go home, and when I get home, I get in the bed, and I turn the TV on, and because I'm always have been all my life a news head, first thing in the morning, I had the TV on Channel 5, and I said, I saw, you know, what I thought was just a urn for a TV show or something. Put it this way. It never, never, never was we were being attacked. America was under attack. You know what I'm saying, Therese?
Right. In
my mind, I just couldn't fathom that. And I turned to Channel 7. It was on there, Channel 9, it was on there. So I turned the volume up, and instantly I have an aunt that worked at the Pentagon, and I tried to call her to make sure she was okay, and we couldn't get through. As you know, everybody's cell phone service was shot on 9/11.
Right.
So I called my mom, I called my dad, and, you know, told them that I was home because they knew that I was working out of Virginia at that time. So I called them and told them that I was home, I'm fine, and, you know, I'm just waiting for the rest of my family to get in. And,
right.
You know, and it was just like being a veteran, I never, ever in a million years thought that America would be under any type of attack, because I know the security and the weapons in place for our safety. And for those six men to be successful, it was an all man moment. You know what I'm saying? It was we're not as safe as I thought moment. It was a what's next, you know? And then I saw Bush on television at the elementary school with the kids, and he looked like a complete idiot. Now, I'll say this. In his favor, none of us was prepared. None of us even had this as a reality in our mind. But you're the president of the United States. You're the president of the United States. I expected more of okay, this is what we're going to do response. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it just seemed to me as if it wasn't there. As if it wasn't there, and as if, you know, I don't know. I just felt like, and you guys forgive me, but I felt like, damn, where in the hell are we? Somebody built themselves up enough to attack America.
Right.
What the hell, man? Somebody actually had the balls to come at us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it shook us all. It shook us all. And I will say, for one of the first times, I saw black, white, Milano, and everything together as one. Because we all felt the same thing. So while 9/11 seemed to be tragic and disheartening for some, and by all means, don't take this the wrong way, because I feel for every last family who was changed as a direct result of this cowardly attack. I feel for every family that lost family members. But 9/11 put us on a level to where as though 9/11 will never happen again.
Yep.
To where, though, we're prepared for whatever comes. So for that, I'm thankful.
Mm-hmm.
For that, I'm grateful. But this was something that, I'm telling you, it shook me to my core. More than the earthquake, the small earthquake we suffered, more than Katrina. You know, because, and Katrina, I wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't feel the effect.
Mm-hmm.
But 9/11, man, we felt the effect. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry, Keith. Go ahead. I ran my daggone mouth. Go ahead.
I was also coming off the train. Like, I was getting, like, when the boom hit, I was coming off the platform, and we were like, "What is going on?" We were like, "What is going on?" And then everybody just started running. It was like people just was running.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody phones was working. No phones, no computers, no nothing. None of their stuff was working. So everybody was running, trying to figure out what was going on. Because some people was on their phone, and then it just went dead. It just went dead. And so people started panicking because everybody was looking around like, I don't have no service. And he was like, I don't have no service. And everybody was trying to put, you know, two and two together. They didn't know if it was a car accident or a plane, you know, accident or what. They didn't know what was going on. And I definitely didn't know what was going on myself. And I was working for corrections at the time. And I was doing another interview, trying to get another position somewhere else. And on my off day, I took the train and was going for, I was coming from my interview from Wackenhut. Because Wackenhut was paying more than the jail was paying.
Right.
I was like trying to, you know, get where to the best place I can be. But when I got off the train, like my cousin, my uncle, he works for the Pentagon. He's an MP for the Pentagon. Like, we couldn't get in contact with nobody, and it was, like, frustrating, and it was scary, it was frustrating, it was a whole lot of different emotions. And we was all scared, no buses weren't running, the train, I mean, everything was just stopped. Like, it was like the world had just paused, like everybody was just paused in one position, and you couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And so
I agree.
For something that takes 20, 30 minutes for me to get home, it took me 6 hours to get home. I remember that. It took me 6 hours to get home because all the traffic was stopped. The people, I mean, they wasn't letting people down certain streets. You know, certain streets was closed. So, I mean, it was a mess. Looking back and all the things that we've done, you know, since 9/11, it's been, what, 20 years? Mm-hmm. I mean, the world has really, really changed since then. It has really, really changed since then. So, I mean, some of it for the good, some for the bad, but most for the majority of the part is for the good. Because security has really stepped up.
Let's take a call. We're going to go to my man, Chang.
Kale, what's up, Chang? How y'all doing today, baby? How y'all doing? Miss T.
All right.
Kale. Marcus, Kale, Lou, everybody.
We blessed.
Where are you at? 9/11.
Respect.
I really don't talk about 9/11 because I wasn't on these streets. We're going to leave it right there.
Well, okay.
But what I will say is, I can't talk about 9/11, really. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We're not here in 9/11. But I know it was I heard a whole lot of crazy stuff about it and what was going on, but that actual day wasn't here.
Bro, crazy ain't the word, man. Crazy is not the word. Crazy is not the word. Let's go to let's bring Ted in. Hey, look, man. If ain't nobody else I'm glad as hell you home, brother. I'm glad as hell you home.
Oh yeah. After that, I never went back. You ain't had to worry about that again.
Oh man.
Joe, brother, playing with him.
Not with the wound on your back.
Oh, my.
Okay.
What's up?
Hey, Ted.
Hey, good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
All right.
We remembering 9/11, man. You remember where you were and what you were doing?
Oh, yeah. I just dropped the wife off, man. And like he said, it was chaotic, man. Everything kind of like shut down, you know. And I was like wondering what was going on. You know, I couldn't get back to her, you know. And it was just like you said, very chaotic, you know. And especially because I was by here, not
hey, Ted, your phone breaking up, Ted. Your phone breaking up a little bit. We can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, and so, like I said, I just dropped the wife off and stuff, and you know, I had to come back towards that way and stuff, and it was a lot of traffic and stuff, and it was just crazy, you know, and I was just worried about the wife and what have you, and just wondering what's going on next, and then I got to viewing the, you know, TV as everyone else did, and you know, seeing one building on fire, then you see the other building, the other plane come through the building. You know, it was just so shocking, man. You know, it was terrible. It was terrible. So, but I don't know. I mean, the world has changed totally, you know. And I can say the security did step up for a minute, but then also the security got lax because I'm looking at, you know, how this corona virus has spread, you know, without no detection and stuff, and they let it come through the borders like that and stuff. So,
and Ted, to piggyback off what you're saying, Ted, and like what you just said, and plus how they went through the what was that building they went through, the Trump people? They went in the building and killed, huh?
In the Capitol, the U.S. Capitol.
In the Capitol, yeah. How they just stormed the Capitol. Like, the, yeah. Where was the security then? Mm-hmm. So I'm with T.
And you know what? As a military man, we took an oath to protect our countries from enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Domestic.
And you know, besides the Capitol Police, who took an "I don't care" attitude, you know, the rest of those guys, the heck with them. Seriously, the heck with them, because you should have taken off your uniform and marched in protest with the rest of the family. Seriously, that's all I'm gonna say about that. Let's take this other call.
One more point. Sorry.
Wait, I'm sorry.
Well, also, you know, we got to look at it. This 20-year war that we had since then, you know, that is now supposed to be over with. You know, that's supposed to be over with, but we know it's going to be some repercussion from this. But we had the 20-year war, you know, so.
You ain't lying to you.
Repercussion. Man, I'm of the mindset that that'll never be over. The day that they took control of those airplanes and flew them into those buildings, it started a lifelong skirmish. I don't think it's ever really going to be over with. I just don't.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Come on, Marcus. What's happening?
Hey, Marcus.
What's going on, family?
Hey, Marcus.
Yeah, we're talking about 9/11, man. Where were you? Do you remember that day?
I definitely do. I had my first apartment, my own apartment, in between Woodland and Skyline. I was on Wagner Street, right over 25th, and we was watching the Pentagon smoke.
We could see it
from my building. All the people in my building, man, we was out on the balcony just living in it. Yeah. Crazy.
Jesus.
Man.
Right. Hey, Mark, when you saw the smoke, can you see the buildings too from where you live? Can you see the buildings too or just the smoke?
You can see the top of the building from where I live.
So what did you think happened before you knew what happened?
Well, I ain't know what happened. Until I seen the report, and then I went outside.
Got you.
But I didn't know nothing. But you know how Obama's be talking like, oh, did you? I heard it. I was like, man, you ain't hear shit. Excuse me. You know how Obama's be talking. I heard it. Like, man, you ain't hear nothing. Stop that. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Right.
You know, but we could see, you know, we could see it from there. You know, it was a blip on the radar. Because, you know, on the south side, the south side is at the top. You could see, like, honestly, we used to go on the south side to watch the fireworks. Because we found this spot to watch the fireworks because it sits way up top. That's why they want the south side back. That's why they want it back. But
because of the view.
Sitting up on a panorama room and over there by Moton.
Prime Minister.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Yep.
And as far as the security, man, you already know how I feel about, you know, D.C. as a whole is like, it's all about figurehead. It's all about the beautification and how it look. Man, the whole time, they don't really be, they protect it based on what it's supposed to represent. But to be honest with you, I don't even think the president be in the White House. You know what I'm saying? I think they say that. I don't think he lived it. Like, I really don't believe that. You know what I'm saying? I don't believe they ever there. I believe they always somewhere else. You know? Because I done seen Bama jump on the lawn. Somebody always getting caught on the lawn.
If you could get
on the White House lawn, if you could just drive up. Look, I was at work, you know, I was at work a couple weeks ago, man, and literally a dude drove up drove up on the property and swore he had a bomb on him. Shut everything down up there. Everybody had to go home a couple weeks ago. You know?
Right.
Wow.
So as it pertains to the security, man, all that, man, that stuff bogus. And they wouldn't even, if they really, really was something to protect, they really, really wouldn't be that lackadaisical.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so it looked good. They out there because it looked good.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, again, we're going to wrap this up, y'all, and we're going to go into the picks here. But let me say this. Put a bow on this thing, man. I thank and appreciate all the first responders, the people who bought water, people who bought towels and blankets and food, you know, chips and sandwiches, and everyone who chipped in and was a true American citizen that day. I say thank you. And to the men and women who lost their lives, it was not in vain. It was not in vain, because you are remembered, you are honored, and we cherish you all as if you were a part of our family. Well, you are really the American family. And we just appreciate everything you did. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is. You know exactly what time it is.
It's my life, I have to fight.
Yeah.
It's my life, hard times like yeah, bad trips like yeah. Nazareth, I'm f***ed up, homie, you f***ed up, but if God got us, then we gon' be alright. And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even room with the face down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in the twilight. But pretty Benjamin is the highlight.
All the times I've heard that song, this is the first time I've made out in my mind what painkillers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
That was funny. Real quick, Damon chimed in. He said, I was in the rec yard playing basketball. We got locked down, but had TV, and all I remember is thinking, I'm seeing debris flying from the building in disbelief that it wasn't debris, it was people. I will never forget that day. Yeah, man.
Oh my gracious.
Yeah. It's the same
thing. Yeah, people jumping off.
If you ain't in no more. We glad about that. Let's just go stop right there.
Yeah. Another brother that made it too. How about it? And you here to make your pick. Let's go, Trey.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
That's what I'm talking about.
Let's get it. Okay, so let's start with the Cowboys since we're here with the Cowboys. So we got the Cowboys and the Bucks.
Real quick, I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm everywhere today. If you have not, Cash App Tree. It's $MAMA Boss with two S's and the number 5. $MAMA Boss with two X's and the number 5. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Cowboys Bucks. So Kale, you gonna tell us what you gonna give me Reed stuff afterwards or now?
Reese, she listening. Reese, just text me your answer. Reese and Damon, text me your answer and I'll make sure that we get them across. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So we start with Marcus.
Yes, ma'am. I said, just so you know, I sent all my picks. I got a nice little run up. I sent them to my man Kit already.
Oh.
Yeah, I've seen them fancy dancy ass. Excuse me.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's do this. We're not going to start with the Cowboys and Bucks. We're going to start with Jaguars and Texans.
Oh, yeah.
It's on your mark.
I got Jaguars.
You got Jags. How about you, Tang?
Going with the Texans.
Bree? Debo? Either one.
Okay. What the hell? What is this guy? he playing with me, Tree. I'll give you my answer while I'm waiting on now.
I know. Okay,
I'm
going
I'm going with the Texans. Debo said he's going with the Texans, and Reese said she's going with the Texans.
I'm going with the Texans as well.
Hey,
can I ask
who the Texans quarterback?
Ain't that Teddy Bridgewater?
I was about to say Teddy
Bree.
Wait a minute, I can look it up real quick.
Yeah, I think it is Teddy. They ran him out of the
camp. That's what it is. Is it Tyrod Taylor?
No, they still got Deshaun Watson.
But he's not playing.
But Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback.
Okay.
Tyrod Taylor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody good?
Oh. Now, do I get a pick?
Are you? You playing? Ted?
Yeah. What's the number?
What you mean? What's the number?
What's the fee?
$5.
Okay.
Okay. What's your pick?
Jacksonville.
Okay. Eagles, Falcons. Eagles and the Falcons. Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Marcus.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Tang.
I'm going with the Eagles also.
Kale.
Falcon.
Reese.
Reese got the Falcons. Debo got the Falcons.
I'm going Eagles. Cowboy Bucks. This is one we can talk about a little bit. Cowboy Bucks, they are playing tonight against those Bucks. What have you say, Kale?
Tampa Bay all day. We say Tampa Bay. So.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool, Buck. Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Oh, we already know who I'm going with. You ain't even got to question that. You can write that down, can't you, Tree? You just write that down for me.
You go with the Buck.
I'm going to telepathically send my message to you right now. Look, I'm just thinking about it.
I can't believe it. You're getting on my nerves. Come on, Debo. What are you talking about? What's Debo got? While we wait for Debo, come on,
I'm
Debo,
okay.
Tampa Bay and the Cow Bombs.
Wait a minute, who said the Cow Bombs? Who said that?
I don't know.
Do Debo want the Cow Bombs or what?
Nah, he wants Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Tom Brady, actually. He said Tom Brady.
Tang, what you got?
True to that blue, baby.
Debo? I mean, Ted?
Tampa Brady.
That's where everybody's going to step on my game.
We're going to bring Big Boy on because I know he got something to say about this game. Big Boy, you can't – you ain't a part of the picks this week. No, he ain't – I don't think he'll pick this week. But give me the reason why we should be picking Tampa Bay over the Cowboys.
Because of that big question mark over that.
What's up, Big Boy?
Hey, how you doing, Chief? What's up, Pills Corn?
What's
right.
up, Big
What's
Boy?
Up,
how
everybody?
You doing, baby? Good to hear from you. It's football season. I'm going to hear from you now.
Yes, sir.
I know that's right.
Well, big y'all, we got to excuse Big Boy because Big Boy is coaching. He coaching up Potomac right now. So, you know.
Oh, that's what's
that.
I know not what's smarter.
Uh-huh. Much respect.
That's who I graduated from.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm coaching up there now. Hey, look, they canceled our games for the weekend, though. Because we were supposed to be playing Grand Park, but two of their players came up with COVID.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah, so they canceled
sorry,
our practices for the rest of the week, canceled our game. So Saturday,
dang.
So you know, it is what it is, you know. But yeah, back to the Bums and the Bucks. I got the Bucks in there simply because the question mark is over Dak Prescott head, and that defense hadn't been tested yet, and that was their biggest problem last season.
Right.
So
right.
You know, I gotta go with the Bucks. I mean, how can you bet against Tom Brady with a team that's got that many question marks on it? That's my opinion. I'm pretty sure anybody that represents Dallas feel a little bit different, like you're supposed to. But
you know
tomorrow you'll wake up tomorrow.
Hey, Lamb, take that middle work. CeeDee Lamb gonna eat that middle work tonight because the linebackers ain't that tough.
Yeah,
that's Tampa Bay. That middle ain't like that front line or them corners. We gonna wear that middle out tonight. Watch what I tell you.
But you gonna have to be able to run. There's still a question mark over Zach Martin.
Zach Martin ain't playing. We already know that. I'm right about that. But Zach Martin, he not even playing.
He's not playing. There you go. He's not gonna be there.
Right.
He's not going
to
be a
all right, fellas, we're going to have to hold on. We're going to have to hold up real quick, fellas. I know we all got football we want to talk about, but we're trying to get all these picks in, and we ain't got a lot of time. It's all late. So 563-999-3782, 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick one.
Bro, I'm Achilles. Yeah. Straight off the block with it. Eagle Street to be specific. I peepin' at you, people different. I pay my dues, you keep the difference. I can see the end in the beginning. So I'm not racing, I'm just sprinting. Cause I don't wanna finish. They diminish, I replenish, scientific, I'm not just...
All right, come on with the next set of pictures.
Let's go. We got the Cardinals and Titans. Since you already talking, Big Boy, let me see what you got.
You say the Cardinals, Titans, I got the Cardinals. Cardinals.
Okay. How about you, Tate? Okay. How about Debo? Kane.
Have a season. Okay, hold on. Diamond said Tennessee.
Okay.
Okay. Bring some weight. Oh.
Family.
Okay. I'm going with the Cardinals.
Marcus.
Tennessee.
What, Reese gave you her?
Yeah, Cardinals.
How about you, Kim?
I'm going with Tennessee.
I'm going with the Cardinals. Sorry. Is Ted here? Ted. Going once. Going twice. Okay. Browns Chiefs. If Browns are playing with the at the Chiefs house. Come on, Tang.
Kansas City.
Oh.
Kansas City.
What?
That's a tough game there.
Come on, big boy.
I got this being the upset of the week. I'm going with the Browns.
Come on, Tree. Ignore me. Come on, Tree.
Don't care.
I'm with Big Boy. I see the Browns doing something, and Damon, aka Debo, picked the Browns and really picked the Chiefs. So, Kale, the Browns. Debo, Brown, Reese, Chief.
Come on, Marcus.
Hey, Reese, I'm telling you, you win some of this, my money.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Hey, come on.
KC.
Come on here,
KC.
Marcus.
KC.
Okay. I'm going Chief. Okay. This one, little, we can talk about a little teeny bit. Because, you know, we got to keep it going, y'all. Washington Chargers. Washington Chargers. I'm going to start with Tank.
Where they playing at?
Chargers house.
I'm going with the Chargers.
Oh, that damn that's right. We do clap.
That's gonna be a good game, though, man.
Yeah, I predict we're gonna bust them in the mouth. So I'm going with my team.
You gonna watch?
Gonna be watching. Yeah, we're gonna bust them in the mouth. Yeah, we're gonna be at them.
Come on, big boy.
Oh, you already know.
Got you.
Already
know. Watch
the
big watch. I got you. Come on, Debo.
Chargers. Debo picks the Chargers. And Reese picked Washington. Kale Washington.
Reese Chargers.
Right. You a fan, man.
You don't never pick my team. Shoot, you're a man.
I picked your team today.
Who said that?
That's Marcus.
Oh, see, Marcus, I ain't talking about you, Marcus. I'm talking about that other Bam over there named DMV Kale.
Yeah, but I'm just going to go with who you think going to win. If I didn't think San Francisco was going to win, I wouldn't pick them.
But see, that's what I'm picking. I think the Chargers is gonna beat y'all.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Marcus, you gave her all that. You gave her all that extra time for nothing.
Did she apologize?
For nothing.
I'm being nice about it.
Hey, listen, I'm going Washington, not just because they're my team, but I feel that our defense, okay, so what? Our defense is going to show the rest of the league how you play defense.
I swear I love y'all. This is unconditional love right here. Because our number here is 563-999-3782. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Your money. I'm a young money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease, like a menstrual bleed through the pencil and leak on the sheet of the tablet in my mind. Cause I don't write shit, cause I ain't got time. For my second minutes, I would go to the almighty dollar in the almighty power of that chopper. Sister, brother, son, daughter, father, mother.
All right. Right back at you. Come on,
baby. Right back at it. Let's go. Packers, Saints. Kale, we're going to start with you this go around. Packers, Saints.
I like the Packers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the Cheeseheads also. Yeah.
Come on, Marcus. Packers, Saints, Marcus.
I'm a little lactose intolerant myself, but I'm going to go with them. Green Bay.
Hey, look, that was a good one. First time he threw me off.
That man is crazy.
Right.
I'm going Packers. I'm waiting on Reese and Debo, but while we wait for them, Big boy, what's going on?
There's too much going on in Green Bay right now. I'm about to go with the Saints.
Okay. Come on, Reese
got Packers, Debo Packers.
Debo what?
Packers,
okay.
Green Bay.
Let's go. Let's get it. How about them Bears, y'all? Bears and Rams. Bears at the Rams' house. Bears are at the Rams' house. Let's start with Marcus.
That's kind of easy. I'm definitely going with the Rams.
Okay. Come on, big boy.
I'm gonna go with the Rams under protest.
You said the Rams?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Rams. Yeah.
Okay. Kale.
Yeah, I really want to pick the Bears, but I think the Bears aren't going to be the Bears until like halfway in the season. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta go Rams. Debo said Rams and Reese said Rams. My bad,
Chief. All y'all, Bam, you really took me off mute. I didn't get no picks at all, so I need to catch back up
back
on the picks.
Don't worry about it. I'm coming back to you.
We just had to go get my dog. My dog got loose.
Oh, shoot. Go get him.
Come on, Tree. I'm waiting on Tang. Bears and Rams, Tang. I'm going to go with the Rams. But, hey, Kale, I just want to say one thing. I feel what you're saying about the Chicago going to become the Chicago a little later. But it's going to happen earlier than that because that young boy is going to take over as quarterback before at least the second or third game. And it might happen the first game because that Rams defense is going to be punishing that dude already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sure.
Y'all talking smack. I'm going with my Bears, and I think Andy Dalton got something to prove. I agree. We waiting on Justin Fields, but let Andy Dalton go to the Wolves right now. And I think he got something to prove. But then if he must flip up, we got fields to go to, you know. So I got real confidence in my Bears, and I think we're going to pull it off. And for y'all not giving us love, that's all right.
Kurt Top going to let you down.
We know you don't care. We know you don't care.
I appreciate it. I love you back.
My
man.
Little
right,
Freckley ain't
going to
do it, brother.
We got to keep it Ravens at the Raiders. Ravens versus the Raiders. Ravens and Raiders. Come on, Ted.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
You said Ravens?
Yep, Ravens.
Okay. Y'all got to tell me, y'all got to speak up a little bit because these Ravens and Raiders sound the same when y'all talking it. So I need y'all to be a little bit more precise. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's go, big boy.
Baltimore.
Oh, well, okay. That don't sound like nobody's from Baltimore.
Exactly.
Tank.
They playing that in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be my upset right there. That's a Monday night game. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
You said Raiders?
That's Monday night? Yes,
yeah.
Raiders. Okay.
You said Las Vegas, right?
Yes, Las Vegas.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Yeah, them dirty birds.
I know that's right.
Them Baltimores.
Come on, Kale.
I'm going to go with the Baltimore Debo. Said Baltimore, and we said the Raiders.
No, that's not what
y'all don't know how bad she can't win, because I will never hear the end of it if she wins this thing. I'm trying to see.
But one quick question. If that's the Monday night game, do we supposed to put a score with Devil?
Yeah, that Monday night game gets a score, too.
That's the
right,
Raiders
we'll
in Las Vegas,
that.
Right?
We'll come back to it. I'll
okay.
write it at
yeah,
the end.
Yeah,
we'll come back
okay.
to it.
Yeah, just
okay,
put a star by it.
I got to take and text with get you at the end, Ted, you and Big Boy. We'll get y'all caught up at the end.
Okay.
The next one is a doozy. This is a doozy, y'all. 49ers at the Lions.
Oh, man.
49ers are at the Lions. I'll start this one off if y'all don't mind. I'm taking the 49ers.
Come on, man.
What you got?
I'm going to go ahead and go with your 49ers, man.
Don't try to go with my 49ers now. I'm talking about
out hotel. Hey,
come on.
I told you when it's money on the line, I'm going to pick with my head, not my heart.
I know that's
money
right.
on the line, I need that bread, man.
I'm definitely going with the Niners.
Oh, okay. I got some love this week. Come on, Ty.
You probably get that full sweep. Let me go ahead and go with the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. I'm just waiting on Reese and Debo, but while we waiting on them two to pull in, come on, Ted.
They already in. They already in.
Oh. Hold on. Let me go back.
Reese, yeah,
what Reese
got? And Debo already in. 49ers. Debo, 49ers.
Okay. Well, we better show out this time, chick. Shoot. We better show out. Come on, Ted.
You know what?
All right, I'm going with the 49ers because I don't want Detroit to get no love because they're in my division, as well as Green Bay. I don't want none of them to get no love.
Come on, Tay, right. Baby. Thank you. Come on, big boy.
Hey, it's a
sweet. And big boy, hold on, before you tell me, big boy. If big boy beats the 49ers, you win. Come on, big boy.
It's a sweep. I got the 49ers. Come on, 49ers in Detroit. I got the 49ers.
Yeah. If y'all don't stop sizing her up, man.
hey, look, she got it this week.
Whatever
they want to. It's freedom of speech over here. They ain't going against nobody. She got it this week. Yeah. Look, Mama. Yeah. I can't win against nobody. All right. Next thing, man. I can't say that. But that's okay. That's okay. You want to take a quick break right now? 563-999-3782. It's our number here, 563-999-3782. We're going to take a really, really quick break, and we'll be right back.
Too now.
I ain't messing with y'all.
Come on, big ahead, boy.
Big boy, who you rolling with?
Can I sing mine too?
Hey, that's, yeah, who, that's who can really blow. That's who can really blow. All right?
Okay.
I'm going with the Viking. They're going with the
38. Bye. You're
the Viking?
Boy. Yes, ma'am. Vikings.
Okay. Come on, Kay. What you got? Okay.
I will what?
Say what?
Did Reese put her in yet?
Yeah, she going with the Bengals as well. We're waiting on Debo. Come on, Debo. We're waiting on you.
Okay. Girl. Come on, Marcus. You singing too?
No, I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna save that. I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna save
okay.
y'all from that.
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. It's Kale's corner.
I'm gonna say, oh, I ain't shy, nigga. I just know my corner. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
That ain't
I know that's right.
Hey, look. Hey, I gotta go with the Vikings on this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I ain't singing. I'm going straight with the Vikings. I'm going to leave that up to Big Boy. He's the only one that sound like Curry the Tune on his phone just now.
Okay. I'm going with Vikings. And we're waiting on Debo.
Debo picked the Vikings.
Okay. I'm right. We just rolling, y'all. Jets and Panthers. We're playing in Carolina. I'm gonna charge this one up. I'm gonna pick the Jet.
Okay.
Did Reese put her in yet?
No, but she going with the Jet. That's her second team.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
Debo going with the Panthers. Reese going with the Jet, and I'm going with the Jet.
Okay.
Young boy show.
Yeah, he did. Come on, Marcus.
I'm on the Jets all day.
Okay.
Carolina boys.
Ted. Ted, you got the dog now. You here with us?
Oh, I had you on mute. I said I'm going with the Jets.
Okay. Come on, big boy.
Well, when you got five of them, you know what I'm saying, and then one of them was used on the chain, and she got loose, and she was just running in this big old yard crazy. So I you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm
you
with y'all
on big
now.
Boy.
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
You said the Jets?
I'm going to go with the Panthers.
Okay.
You said Panthers.
Okay. So here we go, y'all. Next game is Seahawks versus the Colts. Come on, big boy.
Seahawks.
Ted.
Seahawks.
Marcus.
Come on, Marcus.
Hold on. I don't even think I picked the Seahawks.
You picked the Colts?
You don't know now?
Yeah, I picked the Colts. I'm with the Colts.
Yeah,
okay.
You picked the Colts, Mark.
Yeah, for sure.
You must
that's
be undecided.
That's my upset. Hey, Ted.
Come on,
Ted. I ain't bother you when you was running to go get your dog.
You bothered me when I was singing, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, now, you going
hey,
to get your dogs? you going to get your dog and you singing is two different things. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, two.
Debo, Debo, I'm going with the Seahawks. Who you want?
Say you said Hawk?
I'm sorry. Yes, the Hawk. I'm going with the Seahawks.
I know Debo got the Hawk.
Right, and Reese got the Hawk.
Okay. So what you got?
And Hawk.
I'm going Hawk myself. I hate to pick them, but...
I was about to say that tastes like chewing barbed wire for you, huh?
Yes. Yes. Chewing barbed wire. You ain't lying. Okay, so the next pick is Broncos Giants. I'm going Broncos. What you got, Kale?
I knew you could go come to me, y'all. I'm going to go Broncos.
They play in New York.
Okay.
Definitely Broncos.
Come on, Tang.
You know I'm going with them Wild Horses.
Marquez.
Broncos. That was me.
Who was that? That was you, Marcos? Bronco?
Yeah.
Bronco?
Okay.
Shut up, kid.
I'm going to go with the Broncos. I spent some time in Colorado. I was stationed there a little bit.
Okay. Come on, big boy.
I hate to do it, but I got to go with the Giants on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I need is Reese and Debo.
Okay. Unanimous Broncos. Both of them. One for the Broncos.
Get in. You can.
So, okay. Am I the odd man now? Did anybody else?
You're the odd man now, boo. You're the odd man now, big boy.
I like that. I like that.
That might make a break sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just
so
like
next
that Cowboys game.
Oh Lord.
That's gonna break the Cowboys spirit. That's gonna break the Cowboys spirit.
Hey, how many more we got, Chris?
Go ahead, big boy.
Chris, how many more we got?
We got two more. Just two more.
Two more. Okay, yeah, we rolling. Come on, we're going to roll right on.
We rolling. Dolphins, Miami, I'm sorry, y'all. Miami is going to New England to play those Patriots. The Dolphins and Patriots. Who do you have, Tang?
New England.
The Pats? Okay. Who you got, Marcus?
I got New England.
Tail.
I got the Dolphins.
Kale, that's not going to help you right there. That one not going to help. Being an odd man, that's not
going to
help.
You both got New England.
Come on, big boy.
I'm going to go with New England.
Come on, Ted.
Take it off me.
Take it off you.
All right, I'm going with Mac Jones. Who? Mac Jones.
No, that's right, Ted.
Mac Jones. We waiting on Reese and Debo.
Who?
Both of them picked the Patriots. Reese and Debo picked the Patriots.
I'm picking the Pats as well.
That was Let a spin on the Mike Brown. Mike who?
Mike Jones. But Zach Jones. All right, y'all. This is the last game. and then we can talk about some of these games. The Steelers versus the Bills. The Steelers versus the Bills. I am taking the Bills. Is Reese and Debo in yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Big boy, we going to you. Steelers, Bills.
Bills.
Come on, Ted.
Buffalo.
Come on, Marcus.
Bills.
Oh, you already know I'm going with the Bills. Where's 57 at? Where is it? Look, he don't want
right.
Today. Oh,
man.
Right.
All day
he's here to talk.
Yeah, he already know. I see that one. That's what they do, man. That's what they do.
They run.
Yeah, they're going to run a half.
What
yeah.
you got, Ted?
Get hyped. And
Buffalo, baby.
Come on, Kale.
I'm just a bill. Yeah, I'm only a bill. He's sitting on top of the hill. Well, yeah. David big Buffalo and Reese big Buffalo.
So it's a sweep with Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that concludes the pick. So let me tell you guys, Ted, and this is for Ted and Big Boy. I'm going to do y'all real quick, and I need y'all to just give me some answers, okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Real quick.
Yes, ma'am.
Jaguars, Texans. This for Big Boy.
I got a Texan.
Eagles, Falcons.
Eagles.
Big Boy.
Eagles.
And Bucks and Cowboys. Big Boy.
And Bucks.
Ted.
Yes.
Cardinals, Titans.
Cardinals and who?
Titans.
I go with the Cardinals. I didn't hear the last person, last name, but Cardinals. I go with the Cardinals.
I said Cardinals and the Titans.
Titans. Oh, Titans. Okay. Tennessee. I'm going to go with Tennessee.
You going with Tennessee? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how about Browns and Chiefs?
Kansas City.
How about Washington and Chargers?
Redskins.
And then you have the Saints. Wait a minute. The Saints and the Packers.
Saints.
And then you have the Rams and the Bears.
Bears.
Oh, you got that. Bears. Okay, we all pulled up, you guys. Now, what I need is each one of y'all to tell me the Monday night score. The Monday night score, what is going to be. And the team is Ravens, Raiders. Okay? When I call your name, just all give right. me a score. Give me a score, and I'm going to put it at the top. So the score is, Ravens, Raiders. We're going to start with Big Boy.
Um,
24-14. Come on, Ted.
21-10.
Wait a minute.
24-14.
Who got what?
I got the Ravens winning. I got Baltimore winning. 24-14.
Okay. Gotcha. Ted?
21-10.
Ravens, Raiders.
I got 31-10? 21-10, Raiders.
Oh, okay. Ravens. Okay. Come on, Tang.
27 for Las Vegas and 17 for Baltimore.
That's bold.
Come on, Marcus.
41 Raiders, 28.
Woo!
Bubba Boys.
Kale.
Ravens, 17-10.
You said 17-10?
17-10. You ready for the other pick?
I need yours. Your phone was breaking up a little bit.
He said 17-10.
Okay.
Baltimore.
Gotcha. Now go ahead for
Debo. Reese is 24-14 Raiders.
Okay. Debo.
Debo is 27-20.
And I'm going to go 24-10. Okay. So we got everything. Now let me say this one last thing. My cash
you
out.
Go what?
If you're, huh?
I didn't hear your score.
24-10.
Okay. My bad.
And my cash out. If you're playing this week, my cash out. I need to cash out by the time 7 o'clock hit. 7 o'clock hit. We're not taking. You just playing for fun. Even if you win, you don't win the money. Okay? So that's for people who are not putting up the $5. Anybody who puts up the $5 that's playing, my cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. $MAMABOSS5.
Now, is that capital letters?
No, it's all small letters.
Okay.
All small letters. When you see it, it'll probably say treetop or mama boss 5. It's going to say either one. That's me. I probably got on 49ers gear on my cash app. You see my face with the little 49ers shirt. That's me. I need $5 from everybody who's playing. I have my $5. I have Kale's $5. I have Reese's $5. Marcus, $5. Tame, $5. Debo's, $5. And that's it. So,
I'm getting ready.
If you plan on participating, cash out me $5. And on Tuesday, we announce the winners on Tuesday.
Can you get that cash out
on Tuesday, show?
Is it mama?
Hey,
the cash app again. Let me give y'all the cash app again. Somebody asked for the cash app one more time. Let me give you guys the cash app. The dollar sign. You know the little dollar sign? The symbol. MAMABOSS5. Mama Boss 5. And it's only $5 to play. And I need the $5 at the end of today's show, which is at 7 p.m. After 7:01, you are no longer playing. You are just here participating and supporting the show, and we really appreciate that as well. You don't have to play to be, you know, in the show. You don't have to play. Back to you, Kale.
All right. Ted, what was you about to ask real quick, Ted?
I was about to ask you to send $5 for me.
Okay.
No, also right. I was about, right. about to tell her that if I was going to send it, it was going to come from my wife's cash app. I was going to give her name, $ Brown Girl, stuff like that. It wouldn't come from my name.
And what's her name again?
Join that coming up for me.
It's not coming up?
Nah.
Do it say treetop?
It don't say nothing. It just say search.
Okay, but give me yours. Give me yours and I'll a dollar. And then you just send send the six back.
I send six back, yeah. All right, it's
okay.
$EUKALI.
Mhm.
MCCLAIN.
MCCLA. Oh, McClellan.
Yeah.
So I got $EUKALIMCCLAIN. Let me do it by
hand.
Yes. Anybody else need help with their Cash App?
No.
Everybody good?
All right.
Okay,
all right,
go
please.
Ahead,
Kale. Take us out. Take this out, baby. It's on you.
Big boy, me and you will do this after the show. So I got you. I know you're trying to send it, so that's why I'm allow it. So me and you will do this after I give out what I'm doing right now. Okay. We love you guys for all the support that you've been showing us. We really, really, really appreciate it. I want to send out some prayers to all my 9/11 victims. Everybody stay safe, please. The coronavirus is upon us. I need y'all to stay safe for that as well. I need everybody to just be safe. Just please be safe and give people their flowers while they're still alive. I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Today is our Friday for the weekend, and I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Happy birthday to Kale's son. We want to send out some happy birthday wishes to him as well, because he's a grown man now. So
Shout
out to him. Happy birthday. And the number here is 563-999-3782. Please tell somebody to call the show to let them know how much fun we are having over here at Kale's Corner. And we will see you guys right back here Tuesday at 5 p.m. sharp.
Peace out.
Big boy, I'm doing the nail.
Always grabbing his stock and bragging about his check is the wannabe roughneck. neck. That's the kind you gotta watch out for. Just to get a rep and put a plug on the floor. Pissing in corners, doing 80 by funeral mornings. Showing little respect, now that's a rough neck.